Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and they show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known. You were hating on the low. I been known. They were hating on the low. I been known. He was hating on the low. I been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, world? Welcome back. We are back with a new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Feeling good. You know, it's a Sunday fun day, so you already know. As always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people.
For sure. So check. Like, check. Ha. Shout out to the top five countries tuning in. Who is it, Mo?
Yeah, so let's run it down, man. So from bottom to top. So number five, we got Bangladesh. Big shout out to Bangladesh, man. Y'all back to back on the countdown. Number four. It's slowly becoming one of my favorite countries in Europe, man. Finland. I've been checking y'all out. Big shout out to the Nordic region, Scandinavia and all that. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all up there at the top of the map. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen. You know what I'm saying? Finland. I dig it. I dig it. I dig your whole country. Number three, we got India. So big shout out to India, you know, Bombay. The Bay of Bengal, always get them a shout out. So, you know, big shout out to India. Stay tuned, keep listening. Number two, Brazil. Big shout out to Brazil. Big shout out to the city of Salvador. You know what I'm saying? That's like Chocolate City, the Brazilian way. So big shout out to everybody out there, all the beautiful people. And number one, of course, we have the home team, the United States of America. You know, America the beautiful, America the nightmare, or whatever, however perspective you're looking at us. But, you know, big shout out to
man.
The East Coast, the West Coast, the South. Big shout out to the Great Lakes. And, you know, I'm coming live and direct from New Amsterdam. So you already know, that's the top five.
New Amsterdam. I get it.
Yes.
New York is the new Amsterdam. I love it. Man, so we got a lot to catch up with, man. And so bear with us on the show. As you guys know, we wasn't here last year. It sounds like the audio sounds a little different as well. A lot of the shows, there are several of us that was experiencing technical difficulties at the hands of the platform that we operate on. So they got that handled and followed back up with me. So before I get in my week, one of the most amazing things I want to talk about, if you've been here with us for a while, last year I was talking about looking for a different platform. We've been on this platform for over 6 years. I just wanted to switch something up, bring in a new vibe, right? And so the people here, you know how to find us, you know where we are, and that's amazing, right? And so, you know, we kind of want to continue to build on what we have. But I finally came together. See, when I pitch something at Mo, you know, you can't just pitch Mo. You got to come with the whole plan, right? You got to come with the vision. You got to come with everything so he can see it to get him to go, right? You know, Mo, you be like, ah, let's do this. Ah, yeah, I don't know. You got, you know, I had to go with the vision, the agenda, you know, the bonuses, the perks, and all of that.
I'm
super duper excited to announce that September 3rd, which is the first Sunday of fall, right? And this will be the first Sunday in September. We will be on this platform for a while longer, but we are now starting to broadcast from YouTube as well.
Yes.
So we will start to broadcast on YouTube starting September 3rd. You can click the description of this show and go down to links, and the first link will have our new YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, we're just creating it. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to grow. When we get to the point to where we feel as though YouTube is doing what it should do and we don't have to be on this platform, we will release this platform. So I know a lot of people love to just come to this platform. This platform has been a solid foundation for us for 6 years, but it's time to expand and do some things different. So we're going to YouTube our way. You know, you see a lot of podcasts on YouTube, and everybody have the fancy setups, and, you know, they take it really serious, right? And we're true business people. So before we go do all of that, we're going to get it off and allow y'all to see us grow and do it our way. The same, you know, structure until we decide to change that. Everything, we're going over to YouTube. You'll be able to see my face. You know, you won't be able to see Mo's face still, but you'll also be able to see some creative things that he has going on over there in New York, and I'm here in Atlanta. So that I'm super hyped about. The YouTube channel has been created. Go and subscribe to the channel when we start uploading. You know, it's just going to be nonstop so we can get to where we are. So the YouTube channel is Real Adult Talk with Real Adult Talk /SGMOBens. So it's the same as this radio show here. It'll be the same thing there. I started to do Real Adult Talk like Twitter. But once I get on the backside, I'll go ahead and add all of the links and stuff like that and just, you know, jazz the channel up, you know, more when I get to the backside of doing that. I'll get to doing that before we officially launch. But that is, like, so major, you know, doing something different, not having to worry about technical issues. You know, I always feel like when things are brought to me that's meant to break me or stop me, to actually push me, you know, harder, you know. So the thing about it is God said, don't worry about your adversaries. Don't worry about the people that's trying to bring you down, because I'm going to take you through that and I'm going to push you further. So, you know, this is why you hear some people that are spiritual be like, look, let them come, right? Because the more they try to attack you, the more God bless you, especially when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So that was just a blessing that came out of, you know, me just having to sit and pay attention to us not being able to connect in the studio to the show last week. So we didn't do a show last week. This is the same topic from last week, but we couldn't do the show because we couldn't connect. And they got it situated, but, you know, that actually pushed us to say, let's expand. You know, Mo is now into YouTube now. I'm happy. I've been trying to get him there for years. He finally got there. He's loving it. So we're going to do it big. So I'm proud of that. I have been on my get right. You know what I'm saying? This is my motto right now, get right. I've been back in the gym 4 times a week. And I'm sitting here sore now. I was contemplating on going today, but I'm like, nah, I don't want to overpush myself because I'm still experimenting with new machines and new flows and things like that. At first, when I started this mission, I was getting up. Like, when I get up in the morning to take the kids to school, I just go straight to the gym. And something about my Ori, what I told you, the Ori is your crown, your head, it's the Orisha within. My Ori don't like getting up before 10:30, you know. So I felt like, oh, man, we're doing something positive. We're going to the gym, you know, so we don't have to be sluggish or anything like that. But for the last 2 weeks, I kid you not, my body has just been shutting down. I get up early in the morning. I do a morning prayer call. After the prayer call, I get the kids to school. I go straight to the gym. I spent about an hour and a half in the gym. This ain't no play safe. We're doing about an hour and a half in the gym, and then I come home, and I can't go to sleep because I'm so pumped up, but I'm exhausted. I probably take a 10-minute cat nap during the day, going about my day. Come 11:30, my body just shut down. It's a wrap, right? I can't do nothing, no fun, no nothing. So what I've seen on the weekends, I have a workout partner that go on the weekend. I'm still looking for a workout partner throughout the weekday, but for now, I'm self-motivated. So on the weekend, I have a workout partner, and this partner is somebody who truly works out. So when I go in the gym with them, they push me to go harder. Like, why you got to come in? Because I was going in and doing 30 minutes on the treadmill, 30 minutes on the bike, and doing some leg presses and walking out of there. Say, no, that's not working out. You hit the treadmill, you hit the leg press, you hit the leg extension, you hit the hip thing, the little thigh master thing. You do the medicine ball. You do it. I'm like, yeah, I think. So Saturday I walked out there really feeling the workout, and I say, that's crazy because this is how I should walk out, and this is the first time in 2 weeks that I've walked out this way because I've actually just pushed myself, you know, and did what I had to do. But what I realized is Saturday when I got up, I started to go super early in the morning, and my Ori was like, nah, I'll go back to bed. So I got up and did the prayer call, and I went back to sleep. And I got up about 9:30, and we probably made it to the gym about 10:20 and started working out about 10:30. And so I was way more energized, like way more energized. By the time I did get ready to go to sleep, you know, last night, I didn't feel like my body was shutting down. Like, I still went to sleep. Like, I went to sleep about 11:30, 12 o'clock, which is a good thing, but my body didn't crash. And I was drinking wine yesterday, too, and it still didn't crash. So I said, that's what my body's telling me. My Ori's telling me, it's all good if you want to work out, but after you take them kids to school, come lay your ass down for 2 more hours, then go work out. So my body won. So I'm pushing my workout back a couple hours just so that my body can be aligned and I'm not crashing, but I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. I'm loving the energy. I was able to do some spring cleaning this weekend, clean the whole house top to bottom, got the boys' room situated, got all of they, you know, they decorative sheets put on the beds and all that good stuff. You know, like, we was in here moving, mopped the entire house. Like, the whole house smelled different. It felt different, right?
Yeah.
And everything in the house, you know, got washed this weekend. It's just amazing. Amazing vibes, right? And so I did this with my best friend. And see, the thing is that we be forgetting about friends when we get in these relationships or when we get all this shit on our plate. We forget about true, solid friends that genuinely got your back. They're not looking for nothing. They're not interrupting your peace. They just solid. And my friend came and just helped me, like, whatever I needed help with. I was holding it down, but they was like, okay, what you need help with? You know, da-da-da-da-da, I got you. And so that was such a beautiful, that's such a beautiful thing. I had such an amazing last two days. It was so peaceful. It seemed like those were the best 2 days I've had all year. It's crazy.
Wow.
But it seems as though this weekend was the best weekend I've had all year. And I've traveled and all types of stuff. This weekend was the best weekend I've had.
I've seen something.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But this is the new moon. This is the new moon in Leo, right? So with the new moon in Leo, we're manifesting. So, of course, it affects Leo, but it affects all fixed signs, right? And so in different ways. And I finally got this peace, this rest, this chill mode, good energy, laughs, all of those things. Wasn't even about sex, no sex, no nothing, just good energy. And that's what I needed. And so you have to figure out where your good energy comes from. So that's my challenge to everybody that listens to the show. Figure out where your good energy comes from. Forget the emotions. Forget the love. Where does the good energy come from? Where is your core of happiness? Where is that situation where you don't have to argue, you don't have to fight, you don't have to hear anybody nagging, you don't have to do any of that? You just got pure good energy. You can sit next to somebody and not talk. You ain't got to hear loud music. You just vibing. You know, I'm at the age now where I don't want to hear loud music all day. You know what I'm saying? I want to relax. So, amazing 2 days. I must say, I got a lot of things in the works. I am going to start back blogging on my blog channel. I figured, like, okay, I'm just doing something different. I didn't have anybody to edit the videos. And I'm not really sure how solid they're going to be with staying consistent with editing the videos when you only got really one day to do the work, you know? But I actually finally got somebody that signed up to do the editing for me on the blog channel. So starting tomorrow, I'm picking back up, editing videos, you know, day in the life of me, you know, every day in the life of me, what I do on this day, what I do on that day. And I'm very routine. And so I was like, man, I'm just routine. People don't want to see me doing the same thing over and over again. And so I paid attention to this one lady. She blogs. She literally does the same thing over and over again. On occasion, there's something different. And in a year, just staying consistent, she's grown, you know, tremendously. And I'm like, oh, so there are people out there that's like that, that likes routine. You know what I'm saying? And that may actually help somebody else stay on routine. So we pick the camera back up tomorrow, starting at the top of the morning. And I'm happy about that part as well. I'm happy about the shift with that. So we just finna try to see what we can do, you know. I have a lot of things going on this week, so it's an extremely busy week for me. So this would be, you know, a good time to pick up the blog. Why not? So you guys get to see, you know, my world from the spiritual aspect, from the motherly aspect, from, you know, every aspect that I can bring to you, I will, you know. Some things spiritually I will have to not show, but outside of that, man, it's just amazing, man. So I feel good. I'm ready for this new. I feel like, you know, that it's a whole new world. Like, I just feel so new and rejuvenated. It's crazy.
Yeah, because it's a new season about to come up. You know, you and I.
Yeah, new season and fall. Yeah, fall is, all of the baggage falling off. All of the heavy weight falling off. You know what I'm saying? just like starting anew. And that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like for real. So that's my 2 weeks, man. Locked and loaded. Start, you know, please subscribe to us on YouTube so you can hear our shows,
definitely
see us, see me, see whatever, you know, Mo is going to have for you to see.
Yeah.
And vibe with us that way. I feel like, you know, that may shift us in a different energy as well, going, you know, going on YouTube with this. So I'm excited, man. How was your 2 weeks, Mo?
So my 2 weeks was pretty awesome, too. You know, it's funny, like, we definitely on the same page. I know you said spring cleaning. I was saying fall cleaning. You know what I'm saying? We're going into the
right.
fall, so you fall cleaning. I did some fall cleaning as well, so I'm calling this week removing dead weight, organizing action. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm at. That's the energy I'm
okay.
in. You know, hey, I'm just, you know, organizing and cleaning the top, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one area at a time, and I'm slowly, you know, getting it to where I want to be. So that's been just a major energy shift for me. Also, too, now, usually I always have some type of horoscope that I would check for guidance, right? But the horoscope, it was like a Twitter, it was some person who followed me, and, you know, back in the day when I first started Twitter, and I think I followed her or whatever, and she never posted anything, but it was just, she was just post, like, I think she had, like, some auto thing where it just showed, like, the Leo horoscope. So, you know, I would just check, like, basically her page every day just to see what Leo was doing or whatever, you know, my horoscope. But long story short, that ended. So I'm like, damn, so this is the first time in a long time I hadn't had any type of kind of horoscope astrology guidance, and I've just been freestyling, but it's pretty cool. And I let astrology come through organically, because I would say ever since back when I did used to read the newspapers, there was a newspaper up here. It still is, but I don't read it anymore, but it's called the Daily News. And the Daily News had an astrologer that really broke down a horoscope. It was like power hour and just like the time of the day, and it was like so on point. And I think she passed away. And then from there, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? She was really good, you know what I'm saying? But so I stopped, you know, once she passed away, obviously I couldn't read her horoscope. But she was consistent every day, you know what I'm saying? And it was good. It was, like, really relating to me. But things happen for a reason. And then I remember it used to be, like, horoscope books for the year that, you know, I could go up to Barnes & Noble at Union Square. Shout out to, that's probably one of the last bookstores that's around in New York, you know, that's a big-time bookstore. But anyway, so I used to get every year, I used to get the horoscope, and it was just like the whole year, you know what I'm saying? It kind of be mapped out. Then they stopped. I don't know, whoever, you know, was doing that, I guess it folded because I can't find that anymore. And then, like I said, the last several years I've been with the Twitter page that was showing my horoscope. But long story short, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just freestyling, and it kind of feel kind of good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going on my own merit and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Let my instincts, you know, just follow me in ways. So that's been cool. Me and my wife, we hit the gym up last week. So that's cool. We both getting back in tune with that. So that's been cool. And then other than that, I'm just like I said, I'm a new person every season, so I'm just waiting for what this fall is gonna just unfold. You know what I'm saying? You know, summer was cool. This summer was really. I thought it was gonna be one way, and it ended up being a different way. And I guess that just, you know, everything, like I said, happens for a reason. But for this summer, it seemed like it was for me to just kind of, I don't know, like isolate and then kind of just get in tune with myself, you know, with just like a big birthday for me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like a major shift, not a shift, but yeah, I guess sort of a shift, you know what I'm saying? As far as my thinking, as far as my mentality, I feel like another stage of maturity kicking in, you know what I'm saying? I feel like wisdom just really, really becoming top notch with just, I can just see through certain things and kind of envision. And then, like I said, I'm the type of person, once I can get my home life organized to a T, then things start to just open up, and then I can kind of anticipate, and then that's when my psychic abilities kind of kick in, you know what I'm saying, where I can kind of start anticipating and predicting the future. So you know, that's where I'm on. That's what I'm on right now. So yeah, man, 2 weeks has been cool, and I'm just ready for this fall energy and this fall season and, you know, what's going to just, you know, unravel and what's the next adventures and things of that nature. So that's where I'm at. That's my week.
Right, and then I feel like I'm on the same thing. Like, I'm not even paying attention. Like what I'm saying, like, I'm not thinking about what I have. Like, I know what I got to do. So
exactly.
I'm not putting any thought. I'm just going one day at a time and making sure that every day is, you know, a productive day, right?
Yes.
But I notice a lot of energy is falling off. Like, a lot of things are falling off. A lot of people, you know, I've been just pulling my energy back from. A lot of situations I'm just pulling my energy back from. And, you know, wasn't even thinking about fall coming up, you know. wasn't even thinking about that. It's just happening by default. You know, people like, I don't have any beef with you. There's no bad blood with me. I just don't want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just been that. It's just been the things that are around me are the things that are conducive with my growth, that add some type of value, the things that are part of my destiny and what I'm supposed to do. And it's just really been like, no, I don't want to take on nobody else's problems. I don't want to take on nobody else's energy. I don't want to do none of that. I really just want to, you know, do what I'm doing. That's it, right? And that's basically, you know, focus, being focused. And it's like, if anything that's taking my focus away from where it needs to be, then I don't need it around me. I have a lot of people's lives that are in my hands right now. So, you know, I don't know, just on something different. So that's a good thing. But hence the conversation that we were supposed to have last week, and we're going to have it this week.
Yeah,
there's your character.
Yes. Yeah.
Does your character stop your blessings?
Does your character stop your blessings?
Right.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. So as you guys know, I am a devotee of Ifa. And one of the main things that is so important in Ifa is your character. But let's talk about character, right? Yes, you know, the answer is yes. Having bad character can stop your blessings. And so here's the thing. You got a lot of people that feel like character is simply summed up as how others perceive you. You see, okay, just how everybody else look at me, right? And you got a lot of people like that in this world. You ever seen them? Those friends, those family members, that they always out and they trying to make sure that everybody see the good side of them. They don't put their business out there. Like, they don't. The only super close people know how fucked up they truly are because they want everybody else to look at them in a certain light because they feel like their character is based on how people view them. You know, when you're talking to somebody, they'd be like, ask such and such. I used to do this, and I used to do that. Ask this person, ask that person. Those are those type of people that always want you to ask somebody about them, right? And as I look at these people and I say, I don't want to ask anybody about you because they're going to tell me the version of you that you allowed yourself to represent. You know what I'm saying? You showed them your representative, and people don't realize that character is not just about how other people see you. It's also about how God see you. And God see everything. It's also about how, you know, your egungun, your egumi, the ancestors, your whole spirit team. It's about how they see you. And the thing is that people walk around and with these fake agendas. Oh, your character is strictly about how people look at you. So when people hear you mention somebody's name, oh, they're a great person. Oh, they did great. Oh, they were always giving. Oh, they were always, you know, about their money. You know, oh, they were always, you know, handling this stuff. But in God's eyes, you're a real fucked up individual. So how far do you think that really goes in a lot, right? The one thing about this is that, yes, people, we should put forth of the best version of ourselves. But I think I need more of my people to be honest with who you are, because the only way that you are able to, the only way that you are able to grow and the only way that you are truly able to be the best version of yourself and know what you got to work on is if you putting your true self forward, right? If you got five people around you and four of those people, you put forth the representative mode. The representative mode, man, he's a great husband. He's always at home. He never does nothing crazy. He's an amazing man. He works super hard, right? They don't know none of your flaws. They don't know none of your shortcomings. They don't know the true you. But that one friend knows the true you. That one friend knows, hey, the man Mo Benz, not saying, hypothetical, Mo Benz is an alcoholic. All Mo Benz do is smoke weed. Mo Benz just use people. Should I give him some money? He ain't gave it back to me. You know, da-da-da, Mo this, Mo that, Mo that. That one friend. So when it comes down to that, what do you think that your blessings will come because the four people see you as this great guy? Or do you think your blessings will be blocked because out of five people, one of them see the true you?
Oh, that's a question?
Yeah.
Let me see. How can I sum this up? First off, I'm about to look up the word character. I want to just see the definition of character. Character. All right. So look, first off, I think it's best to read what character is defined as. So character, one is the aggregate. I don't even know what that means. The aggregate of features and traits that form the individual nature of some person or thing. Number two is one such feature or trait, characteristic, moral or ethical quality. A man of line, honorable character, qualities of honesty, courage, or like integrity. It takes character to face up to a bully, reputation. You know what I'm saying? The account of qualities or peculiarities of a person or thing. A person, especially with reference to behavior or personality. So now that we know the definition of character, so one more time, because I was just reading that off. Say, ask me what you're asking me again. Now I'm ready, baby.
Okay, so if there's five people and four of them see you as the best stand-up person ever, right? Everyone can speak on you having good character, you having good iwapele. But then there's that one person that knows the true you, and they totally contest everything that you say or everything that all four people. Do you feel like your blessings will be blocked, or do you feel as though you can still stand and say you have good character because four out of five people said you did?
I can't really answer that because, you know what, nobody knows the true person except God. You know what I'm saying? My wife knows me better than
me. But, yeah, okay, so the one person that contested, they're absolutely right. So we're going to say that. The one person that contested is right because that's the one person that sees the true you. You know that they're right, but you don't want the other four people to know that they're right. So we're going to say like that. The one person that's contesting it is right.
That is right?
They're right now, but you don't want nobody else to know that they're right.
I don't want nobody else to know that they're right about my character?
Yeah, about you lacking integrity, you being this person that you...
I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect. So with this character, is just, you know, kind of just who I am. You know what I'm saying? I try my best to be, you know, a good person. But, you know, everybody's got good and bad mixed in them. You know what I'm saying? And I try not to show my bad characteristics. And maybe I don't even know. Maybe it takes some time and somebody got to, like, you know, through the years, family members or friends might have just showed some things that I'm just being myself. But to them, it could have been bad character, you know, perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I'm going to get real, real with it, you know what I'm saying? Like when I had my my IG group, you know what I'm saying? And we were able to really just see everybody's character, I guess, because, you know what I'm saying? Like you just seeing the truest self of people, you know what I'm saying? And, that was an interesting character study, you know, while we on the name of character, because I found that you know, I couldn't rock with certain people the way I thought I could, you know what I'm saying? And maybe they felt the same way about me, you know what I'm saying? So it's certain things that I was just seeing from a different perspective that maybe they was questioning my character and I was questioning theirs, you know what I'm saying? And it was kind of like, wow, okay, I guess I'm really knowing the true you in both instances, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not apologetic about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm being me, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the only person that can truly judge me is a higher being, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I try to do everything I can so my blessings don't get blocked, but who am I to know, you know what I'm saying, if my blessing is getting blocked or not? All I can do is try my best to kind of, you know, get on a frequency or a vibration that's going to be conducive to getting blessings. But, you know, and my blessings, you know, as far as blessings, right, I like when people ask me how I am, you know, like, you know, people just being like, I don't even know if people really care, but that's just like, you know, I guess now it's just the proper way. You know, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying? People ask that. So anytime somebody say, you know, hey, how you doing or whatever, you know, ask me, I say I'm blessed. I don't say I'm good. I don't say I'm bad. I say I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm able to see the blessings, the little things. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to be what could be huge blessings as far as, I don't know, what's the word? When you want material items and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been blessed to have certain material items, but, you know, my blessings come from, you know, me being healthy, you know what I'm saying? Me being happy. Just the small things, you know, just the little things. Like, you know, shout out to, it's a YouTuber, speaking of, right? Her name is Vanessa Southfell, right? So, pretty cool YouTuber, you know what I'm saying? Just a friend of mine through the years or whatever. But I was seeing something that she started doing, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like learned this from her or whatever. But I just recently started a blessings jar, right? So I had like this mason jar, you know, as I'm cleaning, I'm finding some things. And I always have like little like notepads and stuff like that. So what I've started doing just in the last week or so is just writing my blessings and just putting it in the jar. So, like, for example, if I go to my blessings jar right now and I pull something out, like right now I pulled out one and I said, you know, I'm blessed for having Black and Kev as partners in podcasting. That's one. I put that in my
blessings
jar.
I say,
you know what I'm saying? Let me see here. Let's pull out another one. I'm blessed about my wife currently having, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's back on point with her career. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got, you know, different things. You
right.
know what I'm saying? All right. Let me see here. Blessed to know right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? In America's laws. Blessed to have Jesus in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and once again, I got a whole new perspective on Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look at it like, oh, I mean, because, all right, people look at it, it's the son, or Christians, you know what I'm saying? The son, or the God, wait, hold on, the son, the father, and the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? I kind of look at Jesus now as a parable, as like the sun, meaning the sun every day that just, you know, lights the world and stuff like that. But it's also my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus is my friend, you know what I'm saying? So just, I'm going to be me, but just please pull me back if I'm doing too much. So it's just certain things like that. So, you know, I don't know about my blessings being blocked. Hopefully they're not, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying my best to make sure that they're not. But for me, from my perspective, I only can speak on my perspective. Like I said, everybody's perspective is going to be different when it comes to this conversation. I can't wait to see what you have to say about this. But one of the things that I know blocks my blessings to me, because I can feel it, is when I don't have what I think the agents call it, feng shui. You know what I'm saying? But basically, like, that's why I'm cleaning and I got everything, like, kind of, like, in a nice rhythm to, like, my place where I live. You know what I'm saying? Everything's in its right place. You know what I'm saying? As I'm cleaning, as I'm getting just cleaner and just more organized and everything, like, that's feng shui. So, like, now, like, our conversation that we had earlier, like, it's no blockage. You know what I'm saying? I can just talk to you, and we can, you know, figure out a plan, and we can, you know, go about executing this plan. You know, I can talk to my wife, and, you know, now we can be on the same wavelength and the frequency. Now, when my blessings get blocked is when things is chaotic. You know what I'm saying? If things is, like, just all over the place, and I can't see straight, you know what I'm saying? Then I feel like my blessings are being blocked because that's the blockage right there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's me. So that's why, especially, you know, right now, fall has always been kind of like a renewal. And it's funny that you said that because, you know, I've always been, it's three different types of New Year's. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got the January 1st, which is, you know, the American New Year, or whatever you want to call it. And then we got the astrology New Year, you know, Aries season and stuff like that. But then I always been on that September, you know what I'm saying? That's just the school New Year for me. You know what I'm saying? Every, you know, when I was in school or whatever, you got kids, you know, it's just always a renewal, it's a new year, you know, that's why kids, you know, want to get new outfits and new things because it's just a new books. You know what I'm saying?
New year in Africa is June 1st. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just different. But I always felt that fallness. So anyway, so like I said, you know, each season I just want to make sure, especially fall. I'm really always in tune. But even more maybe this year because, like I said, maybe the birthday, the number of my birthday, it just really got me in a way that, like, all right, it's time not to waste time. You know, whatever you want to do, you better do it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, get in motion. You know what I'm saying? No regrets. So that's where I'm at. So, you know, that's just, you know, I try my best to answer the question, but that's the best way I can answer. So, you know, what you feel about it?
For sure. So, any Fox character is very big. It's part of how people view you, and it's part of, you know, your overall character. You know what I'm saying? Like the way people view you, it's a part of it. But also, like, you know the true you. You know what I'm saying? Your actions, what you're doing. And we do Osei Ifa every 4 days. One of the reasons that we do Osei Ifa is to make sure that our character is in alignment, right, so that we can continue to bring in our blessings, that we go and pray for something. The things that we pray for, we can see them coming to pass. We can see the blockages being removed over our life. We can see ourselves going forward. We can see ourselves being in tune and connecting with Owumala, right, and connecting with Ifa. And Ifa is Olodumare's word. It's how Olodumare wants us to live life. And there are several examples which are broken down in the stories, which are called Odus, right? And so having you know, bad character will show up in your Osei Ifa. And so, you know, when you sit back and you say, if somebody asks, how do you perceive black? What is your perception of black, right? Even when I was in the streets, you still couldn't say nothing bad about me because I'm still the same person. I was always helping people. I have zero tolerance for bullshit. I'm very straightforward with my tongue, you know, with what I say, but I'm always trying to help. Like, I'm not cutting any corners. I'm always holding myself accountable, right? That's one of the things that people don't do. I'm proud of that because people that genuinely know me know that I'm always holding myself accountable. I'm a hermit. I'm always, you know, by myself or in the house. You know what I'm saying? If you see me moving around a lot, it's something going on, right? And so, as you said, like, that's something that comes up, right? So we are responsible for the energy that we put out to others, but we are also responsible for the character that we allow the spirits to encounter, right? That's our thought process, right? That's our actions behind closed doors. We're responsible for all of that, right? Sometimes you have people that absolutely know. You have people that absolutely know that, you know, you need to have good character, and they will purposely try to get under your skin just to take you off your pivot, right? Somebody purposely calling you just to annoy you. Somebody purposely reaching out to you just to have low vibration.
Yeah, or they know something's going to, like, push a button, so they do certain things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
so they like, well, let me go push, let me go push your button today, right?
Yeah, especially
but
if I'm
instead
chilling,
of saying,
you know what I'm saying, don't try to rile me up.
Instead of saying you don't like that,
yeah,
just say,
like
you know
that.
What, I know that this person doesn't belong in my energy.
Exactly.
So now it's more so block them. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? With block them. Don't have conversation. Don't have communication. It's people that I could leave for dead, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? It's people that I assist that if I would have known their true character, I would have never assisted them in the first place. But see, that wasn't God's plan, right? It's not about, and as I tell people, it's not about helping somebody when you have it. It's also not about helping somebody because you like them. It's not about helping somebody because you feel like they're a good person. Sometimes you got to help people for the latter. They could be a messed up individual, but if God put you in their life to help them, you still got to help them because keep in mind, nothing happens without God say so. So you could be helping somebody that you truly don't want to help because you may feel like this is the worst person in the world. But God has aligned you to do whatever it is that you had to do, so you stick to God's plan. Because your repentance come from God. It don't come from man. You understand me? So having good character is allowing spirit to continue to guide you. Yeah, these people right here, they can see whatever. They don't even know you. They never got up close to you, but they feel like you just such, oh, I heard this and I heard that, right? That gossip line type of situation, right? They aren't having good character by listening to gossip. You don't worry about what somebody got to say about you as long as you don't feel the same way about yourself. None of that matters. If God made you, how can anybody else destroy you and you feel away? You know what I'm saying? If God made you. Because the only thing that can destroy you is God, when God stops breathing life, when God says it's your time to go. God is the only one that can make that final call. These people can't make this final call. So you really need to just be yourself. But it's so important because we have so many people walking around faking it to making it. You know, they got motion. They got motion. But they ain't got no progress. You understand me? I seen this amazing video and the shit was real. People got motion. You see, oh, yeah, they got this job over here. You know, I see them. Oh, yeah, they do this right here. I see, oh, yeah, they always in the community. I see them, right? Motion. Moving your hands, moving your feet. But you ain't making no progress with nothing that you're doing. What were you doing last year that versus this year? Don't tell me the story about your life 5 years ago. What happened this year? What happened last year? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to pay attention to the motion we got to pay attention to the progress and not the motion. You understand me? If you come to me and be like, well, Black, I see you out here with all this stuff going on, you know, yada, yada, you got motion. I got progress. See, last year I filed for my nonprofit. This year I got it. You feel me? Last year I was working on, you know, this business, and this year is moving, and I'm making money on it. You know what I'm saying? Last year, you know, I was making this amount of money on my job, and this year, you know, I'm making this much more. You know, last year I was just doing this at my job, but this year I'm doing that much more. Last year, you know, I was in this same house, but you know now I done bought some new stuff to go in this house. Last year, you know, we was doing the radio show, and this year we're looking to expand. You understand me? Last year, you know, I was doing this right here, and this year I'm doing that right there. Where is the progress on what we doing? So we want to idolize these people with all of this motion but no progress. You understand me? So we got to pay attention because the only people we should be idolizing is God. That's who we want to be like, God. You know, you want to get, you know, specific about what we looking at in the characters, and if we align ourselves to be more like God in our challenging times and in our best times, baby, we can't, not one blessing of ours will be blocked. And so how do we ourselves with the likeliness of God when you got all these weird people moving around? You got people around you that got motion. So you feel like, oh, man, they doing something, they da-da-da. But in actuality, they got demons on the inside, right? And that's why they got so much motion, because the demons controlling their body. They roboting and all. They malfunctioning. They breaking down and everything else. That's the motion of demons within. So we don't know who we're dealing with. But we got to learn to cut ties, because We're not stopping or blocking anything that's coming to us, right? Like Mo just said, when my head clouded and I don't know where to go, that I feel like I'm being blocked. I feel like my blessings are blocked. So we need to make sure that the people, the places, and the things, right, and the habits, and that our character is in check so that we don't have those type of moments, so that we're not blocked from receiving the frequencies that we need to receive to be able to progress for whenever we need to progress for. And so when we start to really get in tune with our star player, as above, so below, our star player, the Almighty, Supreme God, we will start to say, you know what, living life lesser than versus more than will get you further. How? What does that mean? Lesser than more than. Lesser friends. Lesser company at your house. Lesser people you tell your business to. Lesser people that see your face. Lesser people that have access to your energy. Lesser arguing than you did the year before, the month before, right? Lesser than, lesser versus more than, right? We need to reduce it. We've taken this word less and made this word feel like, man, we don't want less, man. We in order to be the best, we want more. Everything that is sent to misalign us from our destiny is what they push. The rapper Plies, he got a song, I Got Motion. Now everybody got motion, right? You're right. Everybody got motion. Now, where's the progress? What the next song? Where's the progress that come with the motion? You know what I'm saying? I don't care about you motion. You got all this motion, and yet your feet ain't moved. Now's time. The earth's moving, but it ain't physically moving you, right? You say the earth's spinning. You know, I'm sitting here doing the robot and pop locking and dropping it in one spot, right? Yeah, you got motion. So we got to be mindful of the stuff that we're doing and the people that we're idolizing, because the people around us can get us off track from having good character. The people around us can get us off track from our blessings that are to come into us. And whether that person knows they're doing it or not, or the energy that's attached to them, you know, the energy that's attached to them know what they're doing. So a lot of times I just sit back and I be like, yeah, that person got some energies attached to them. You know what I'm saying? And I do that a lot. And it's not always the person. It's the energies that's attached to that person. Why? Because you're more than. If you've opened yourself up to all types of energies to access you, and on top of these energies accessing you, you haven't done the healing work. You haven't done the shadow work. You haven't healed that childhood trauma. You haven't healed that teenage trauma. You haven't healed that abandonment issue. You haven't healed none of these things, but everybody want to go and talk about what they have and what they're doing in the motion, but you want to overt the shadow work from helping yourself. And therefore, you do not have good character. I don't care how many degrees you went and got. If you ain't sat down and truly healed yourself and changed the version of who you are now versus who you were last year versus now, if people, I don't change, then that shows me right there you ain't somebody I want to be around. Because if something sit there and don't change at all, then that means that it ain't no progress to it. You ain't going to stay the same. You ain't going to tell me that you're doing the same thing over and over again and getting a different result. That's what you're not going to tell me. But we hear these slogans, and we hear these cliches, and we think they're cool to say. But we fail to realize that our tongue is powerful, and our thoughts are powerful, and our actions is powerful, and our presence is powerful. So don't come to me with no cliche. And a lot of times, right, one of the things about these five says, you know, you let a person figure it out on their own. And that's the one thing. If you come to me and pay me to tell me what I see, then I'll tell you. Or we're in a relationship, and I still will hold back if we're in a relationship. Because it's not my duty. I may throw you some bones, but it's not my duty to truly tell you who you are. See, the thing is that you got a lot of succubus and incubus, and they're going to take the information that you give them and flip that motherfucker around and then go use it to manipulate the next person's energy to make them feel like, oh, okay, yeah, this person, he's smart. This person, he on their shit. oh, this person really ain't even, this, yeah, no, this is me, it's tripping, it ain't them, and the whole time they manipulating you because you know what you see, but this person has convinced you that you don't see what you see for their own personal gain. If your character is not good, if you do not have good iwapele, if you do not work hard, if you are not aligned with your destiny, if you are not aligned with your spiritual walk, you will block your blessings with any or all of them not being in order. People want to know. People come up under me and want to know, what all is she doing that she's doing this? Where is she at? And I don't care who any, my husband get up under me. I no longer be on the phone where he can hear what I'm doing. I'm texting now. I'm emailing now. I don't care who you are. If you weren't with me shooting in the gym, it's none of your freaking business what I'm doing. And so people tend to, everybody to know what you're doing. People don't even know who my business partner is right now. People don't even know nothing because that's how I move. And if people be like, man, I don't know what you're doing, da-da-da, da-da-da. People come sit around me, and just because they don't have money, you think I'm finna go and change the way that I move and I hustle because you don't have no money? You think I'm finna go over there and hit the backup account over here or go hit the backup account over there? Listen, no, I'm not. I will sit down and tell you I ain't got no money every fucking day, and then you will see me jump up and go and take a wad full of money out the bank to go do something else with this money. I don't have no spending money. So if I tell you I ain't got no spending money, right, I'm not lying to you, so therefore I'm still in good character. I'm telling you I don't have any spending money. I ain't going to never tell you I ain't got no money. I will never look you in your face and say, I ain't got shit. I'll be lying. I'll be lying. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not going to stop my, I'm not going to take from my business to help somebody that ain't poured in my business. I'm not trying to be out here like the Joneses and stunting just to show somebody that I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing none of those things, right? Because I'm one with self. I don't have an ego. You know, I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of the eye shade that I have. I know I'm extremely different. You know, I know these things. But I don't have an ego. So I really don't care about what people think or how they assume, because if you're trying to find out my progress, what it is and how I'm doing what I'm doing, then that means that you don't have my best interest at heart anyways. That means that you want some manipulation shit. You're trying to figure out where you can get in. You're trying to figure out what you can take. You're trying to figure out what's in it for you. You're trying to figure out everything other than what you need to be figuring out. Because I never met one grown person with good intentions that ever watched somebody else's pocket. Never in my life. That's like me saying, "Oh, Mo, how much money you making over there, Mo? What y'all doing over there? Da, da, da. Why am I in your business?" That's not good character. You can tell a person that don't have good character from a mile away. But yeah, we fail to want to recognize these situations and these characteristics within people because we want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. When a person going to show you who they are, and if the person don't show you and you in tune with your spirit guide's going to show you. It's the fact that when we start ignoring the signs and ignoring a person for who they are because of the representative that they put before us, that we feel like their character is good, but their actions are showing us that this person has bad iwapele. This person has bad character. This person does not have balance. This person does not have structure. And they showing us the whole time while telling us something different. But as a people, we don't give a shit. Oh, man, this is what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm seeing this, but people, as I think, we just want to hear beautiful lies. And we block our own blessings, man. We can block our money from growing by sticking in relationships, friendships, relationships, any type of ship. We can block our blessings from holding on to things that is not aligned to go where we're supposed to go. So guess what we're going to do? The elevator going to stop till you let them off. Look, I'm going up to the I'm going up to the 22nd floor, my friend. And this elevator said that I got to let you off on this 7th floor, my friend, right? And so if somebody had pure intentions and their character was good, right, they know this is your ride. They going to say, thank you so much for getting me to the 7th floor. I'm going to exit out here. But how often do you see that? You're going to see somebody, oh, you want me to get off right here? Oh, okay. And then they going down the hall and they gossip about you and they, because they can't go where you're supposed to go, but they don't know that you got these directives from God, and yet they talking noise about you. So they blocking their blessings while you are open to receive yours for obeying, right? Obeying God. Obedience equals blessings, however you put it. That's me.
Whoa. All right. So that was deep. That was deep, Black. It sounded like, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to get some stuff off your chest with this. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, just in general, man, because I keep seeing things. And I mean, yeah, I've had people in my life, bro, that I've definitely helped. But once I seen that you on some old savage or you want to grab some shit, hey, I'm backing up automatically. We've all had those type of people. I'm real fast with my cutoff game. Soon as you show me abort mission, the light just go to flashing, abort mission. You showed me this morning, boy, you ain't even got 5 days. The launch, well, you finna be out of there. You finna be the fuck from around me, right? Friend, relationship, whoever it is. So, you know, these are just lessons that we really have to pay attention to. And we so busy trying to break down the knowledge that somebody else give us because somebody else that ain't even really been through what you've been through, they want to tell you, no, you just stick there and hold it out. The shit that's in the forefront is the shit to keep you confused. Try it and see how it works, man. A lot of times we holding on and we trauma bonding and we holding on to people that can't bring us nothing, that can't bring us no value to our life, that can't do shit. We just want to be a helpmate. Why you interrupting people karma? You can't interrupt nobody karma talking about you got good character either. You know, even for me, I'm an Aquarius. I'm a humanitarian by nature. I'm a giver by nature. I'm just not dumb. I ain't finna get to anybody. But see, when you got somebody that feels like it's a lick, it's a mark, they going to get whatever they feel like they can get. You know what I'm saying? Or try to come around you and see what they can snatch up. And you ain't snatched up shit. Now you done wasted your time because the mission was boarded because I'm a child of God. And that's how everybody got to look at it, man. If you truly align and you truly have good character, God already see what you need. You ain't even got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about none of that.
True. Yeah, no, definitely. So, you know, so once again, I was tonight's topic, your blessings. So, you know, yeah, that's very interesting. But, I think it's a very deep and complex world that we live in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just hard to say, you know what I'm saying? Because different energies affect different things. So, and then, you know, somebody could be looking at this person and say they have bad character because they've seen it from this perspective, and somebody else could look at it and think it's good character. You know what I'm saying? So only God can judge me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
if your character is balanced all the way around and if you are aligned with people that have the same morals and values, it ain't going to be no discrepancy on that, right? Just like that's why Ifa people be around Ifa people because we know the code. You're supposed to know. If you don't know the old dudes, you're going to know the old dudes. So you know what's wrong and what's right in Olodumare's eyes.
Things.
You know what I'm saying?
It's certain things that if you don't know, you're going to find out. I'm saying, like, if you doing
exactly.
stuff.
It's going to be one of them walk around and find out moments.
You're definitely going to find out. So, you know, I think that's kind of experience in life. You know what I'm saying? And certain things you got to take your bumps and bruises, and then you're like, okay, I ain't gonna do that again. You know what I'm saying? Or so yeah, you know, I definitely thought it was an interesting topic. So you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So now we've been off for you know 2 weeks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So few things to talk about. Few things I want to ask Black about. So you know, before Black, before you, I know, you know, it's just Sundays and you be getting things together. I got a couple world
All right, go ahead, because I damn sure got to get some stuff together.
Exactly. Hold on, though. You got to hold on just a little while longer, because there's a couple things I really want to get your perspective on. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on, all right? So, without further ado, I'm going to get right to it. This is my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So for the people out there that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting and bring it to the world-famous chop-up. So first thing, Black, I want to ask you, because I know you've been following this story, you know, since it happened. You know what I'm saying? We've been reporters on this, so to speak. But Tory Lanez was sentenced to 10 years, you know what I'm saying, for, it seems like, you know, I mean, from he was sentenced to 10 years because they said he shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot, you know what I'm saying, and 10 years. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on this because, like I said, I know you've been, like, you know, paying attention to the story. I know Tory Lanez is one of your guys, you know what I'm saying, one of the people that you dig as far as music and stuff like that. So what's your thoughts on this, and what do you think is going to come out of this?
Well, it's sad to see. The evidence did not amount. You know, the only person that was there, it's sad to see, man. But this is another case of, you know, power, you know. Someone being connected. You know, this is what they say. It ain't what you know, it's who you know. And so this is a case of someone having power and being able to manipulate the system behind great hurt, right? There's a lot of people that already know that Tory did not do this. They was at the same trial that they covered. But this is what white people do, you know, that the railroad somebody is what it is, right? And they had the same face for the rapper chick, you know, and make it look a certain way. I stand with Tory. I stand on what I said. And again, you know, whatever's popping off, like, it was a point where I was like, man, all right, you know, I don't vibe with Chick, but I listen to her music, and now I can't even listen to her music. Like, it just something completely turned off. Like, nah, I can't do that. I can't support nothing, you know what I'm saying, along those lines. So now she's forever indebted to these folks, you know. She's forever indebted to these folks for what they've done. And anytime a black woman want to railroad a black man, you know, it's going to be done. I do feel like he's going to get to appeal it, and he's going to come back on appeal. But they want him to sit down, I mean, like 2 years or something like that, before he come back. But it's, you know, savage treatment is the world we live in. So very pathetic. I still stand with Tory, as his true riders do. That we've seen the injustice play out, and you know, every dog has his day. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, and then the other topic that was kind of interesting. All right, so let me set this up. So as I always say, me and my wife, you know, one of our guilty pleasures is reality TV. You know what I'm saying? So one of our shows that we like to watch, of course, Love and Hip Hop. You know, Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Black Ink Crew. And this next story is in your wheelhouse. And I don't know. And it's just interesting. Very interesting. But I don't know if you ever seen Black Ink Crew Chicago. Have you?
I have not.
Okay. Well, there's a guy on the show that, you know, me and my wife, we've watched this show through the years, so we've seen him on the show. But the guy, his name is Four. All right, so he's a black tattoo artist out of Chicago, and he really caused a stir for being very truthful in the things that he likes, right? So basically, I don't know if you heard the story or you even know who this guy is, but basically, Four, his name is Four, P-H-O-R. He's now on Twitter, too, so, but basically, all right, so he came out. Right? So this dude came out.
I know,
right?
The topic. I didn't know where he was from, but
okay.
I seen the topic.
Okay, so.
And I should have known this was what you were talking about.
Yeah, so basically he came out, and I know you are an expert at this, so really want to get your thoughts on this, right? So he came out, and, you know, he had an interview, and, you know, so basically, you know, he started the OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? So but his OnlyFans went up when he did a certain type of scene and put it out there, you know what I'm saying? And so that scene circulated. So long story short, he went on some type of interview, and, you know, he should have, I guess he, you know, he was ready for it. So the interview asked him, they were like, four, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's a clip going around on the internet that you was pegged or like pegging. Wow. So, you know, so I give him credit for just being honest. You know, like I said, that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? But basically, he went on and said that basically he got turned out. It just seemed like, you know, have you ever seen Pulp Fiction when they say bring out the gimp? He's the gimp. You know what I'm saying? But he's in his truth. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that part. At least, you know what I'm saying, you're in your truth. Because if you ever watched him on the show, you know, you can see that he's a sensitive type of guy. You know what I mean? He had some mental health issues. For a second, he was thinking about committing suicide. And now he started his OnlyFans and living in his truth that, you know, he's like, he just feels like he doesn't have to, like, he just he can be himself totally. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, you know what I'm saying? He said that the girl was giving him a head, and she started, like, you know, I guess giving him tossing him the salad. And then from there, you know what I'm saying? It just went further and further until the girl turned him out, and, you know, he had a pig mask on, and she just was pegging him. So I don't know, Black. So what do you think? I mean, on the outside looking in, I think that whole pegging situation, that's a gateway drug. Meaning, that's the gateway to homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may not be that there yet, but it seemed like he's opening up the lane. So, I know you are an expert on this. So, what's your thought?
Yeah, right. I feel like Smooth on the line right now. Yeah, man, what is that? Yeah. You done pulled a Smooth on me real quick.
I know. Hey. People want to know. This is real.
First of all, I commend him for being real. But also, this is another example of your business ain't show business. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he wanted the attention. Maybe he felt like people need to be more honest. I don't feel like he should have came out and said that, but maybe he needed attention. The brother said dating masculine women got him in this energy, which is absolutely true. I'm a masculine woman. We've heard Smooth tell the story several times, years and years ago. you know, me being there and him walking in, smelling chicken grease. So a masculine woman will do that, but I don't feel like it's a gateway drug to be gay. Here's why. Your anal canal is your G-spot, whether male or female. So it's just something that you get into and you like. Now, if you're going to go all the way, through all the way at this day and age and get pegged, like, I thought you will let a man do it. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing other than symbolic, right? But you do have men that are bisexual, but they like trainees. They don't even like regular men. They like what they like. They like something that looks like a woman. So he would be subjected to one of the people that would like trannies, right? Because he likes it being done by a female. So very subjective to a tranny. But he like what he like. That's your G-spot. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, all the stress that he had on his shoulders went away, and he was wondering, like, how did I get here? It feels good being here. And so it's something that he enjoyed. But it's a conversation. Peg had been going on for a long time. They just don't talk about it. You know, as I told you, like, you know, me being in the world that I'm in, that's been happening well before the whole gay agenda came about, right? That, you know, we out here running around in, you know what I'm saying, 2000. You know, pegging motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So it's just becoming, what?
an
it's
OG
a what
on that.
Now, but wow. You know, we've been doing this. It's not nothing new. It's amazing to see people finding their freedom. But you got people that would never admit that they like this or they like that and da da da. You know, I've pegged some of the best of them, or you know, use the toy or whatever you want to call it. You know, so I have no. I just feel like he shouldn't have exposed. Like people got to stop. Here's the thing. I understand your freedom and your liberty, but people got to stop putting their business out there because he's gonna lose a lot of business because of that. But at the same time, he's going to have a lot of people that support him, but it's not going to be the right people. So, like, maybe he's looking for something, like he's looking for some type of attention. But whenever you guys expose yourself like that, you don't get the right attention from that. Because even though you feel like everybody is doing it because that's what they're putting in your face, everybody is not okay with it. And so the people that you really want to support from, you will not gain that support. You will actually lose a lot of people. And then that's when you go into a deeper depression. See, it's a mind game. This is why they put all this LGBT alphabet ABCD shit in front of you, because they want you to feel like everybody's doing it. But it's not. And so when you finally come out and you go to talking and you go to losing friends and partnerships and deals and people not answering your phone the way that they used to answer your phone and all these things, when all of these things start happening, you realize, damn, I made a mistake. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like I pray that everything goes well with him, because especially he's already in depression. He was already in depression. You know, that can easily slip back on the brother. But he's going to have to learn, you know, mess around and find out the hard way. Like, keep your mouth closed. Your business ain't your business. You know, we sit and talk about this because, hell, what am I going to lose? But for a man, it's something completely different. You know what I'm saying? So,
good luck
with that, brother.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be interesting when it comes back around with the show, because I know they're going to – that's going to be his topic going into the – storyline going into the next season. So interesting, but I do commend him. Like I said, it ain't my thing, but hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it just seemed like he would be the guy that would do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why when it came out, I was like, I'm not even surprised, because that just seems like that's his whole wave. Like, you know, Frank Ocean, that's another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? He had an album called Channel Orange that I really liked. You know what I'm saying? But it was certain songs, it was just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? But I just had to just imagine that he was talking about females or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, those are the people that are, you know, comfortable being uncomfortable in these type of, in this environment. So, you know, on that part, commend it, but, you know what I'm saying, not my thing, but, you know, for that person to live in their truth, hey, you know what I'm saying, more power
to you.
And
what happened with Frank Ocean after he came out? Like, I think he got on this thing, and he was still doing some things, but I think he was a victim of everybody doing it too.
Yeah,
but then you ain't
right.
Even hear a lot about him after that.
Yeah, we haven't heard nothing from him in a minute. But he's the type of person, though, and this is why I respect him as an artist. It seemed like he let life happen before he makes another album. So when he does come with an album, it's going to be all the stuff that he's been into. Why you haven't heard him, and then he'll just, you know, put it on record or whatever. And I think that's kind of interesting in a way, even though I'm not into that, but, you know, I can kind of just respect the artistry or whatever. But yeah, so, you know, so that was, you know, the topics that I have for Black. So, you know what I'm saying? So
I got one more topic to touch on before I go. Because, Mo, you got to go to 10:30, and that's about 12 more minutes. Make sure you go to 10:30. You be hanging up at 10:27.
I'll be mixed up with the 5 minutes. But go ahead. Yeah, I got
So listen. Biden is now forgiving student loans, right? He's trying his last-ditch efforts, and I'm seeing my people, my ignorant people, oh, Biden forgave my student loans. I know who I'm voting for. What the fuck has he done for you outside of forgiving student loans because he needs your vote? What the fuck can he offer you outside of these student loans? We are in a recession, and they're not using the word recession because they need him to get back into this office. We as Black folks are not Democrats. I need y'all to stop voting for Democrats, right? They are not for us. They are not here helping us. No matter what y'all want to say about Trump created the most Black millionaires in his presidency ever,
right? Forgot, fuck how he picking at people. Fuck that he don't like gay people. So fucking what? You ain't got to like them. But you need to start looking at people that is going to catapult you and your people as a whole to the next level. That's going to open up ways for you to get shit and make shit happen, right? Ain't nothing going to be given to you. So stop thinking that these Democrats giving you anything because they're putting shit in your face and turning around and fucking you behind your back. You know, Biden got up there and said that he was increasing taxes for the wealthy because the poor and the middle class shouldn't have to pay this, and then turned right back around and gave all of them tax breaks to lay y'all off. So let's stop being ignorant, man. Like, just because he's waving your thing, oh, somebody give you a favor, now you're going to ruin the whole world. I'm sick of my people being naive. Take the write-off. Get this fool out of the office, okay? That's all I had to say.
That's a fact. Good stuff. Yeah, so, all right, so like I said, we got about 10 minutes left, so let me go ahead and ride shotgun and drive this all the way home. So let me see. So some other things that we have in the news, what do I want to get into? What's the next topic? So first off, I want to say, you know, big shout-out to Cam and Mace. You know, they got a hit sports show. It's probably like my favorite, you know, being I'm a sports guy. My favorite sports show to watch on TV now, you know, it's called It Is What It Is. You know, it's really, really taken off, you know what I'm saying, really very popular. Really got me, that's the reason why I, like, really start watching YouTube. They were the first, you know, show that I started watching on YouTube. And from there, you know, my algorithm just, you know, just got lit. And I was just like, oh, shit, from here. And then I'm just learning and seeing so many things that I'm just interested in on YouTube. But, I do want to say, because also, well, to set this up before I tell you the main reason why I'm talking about this is, shout out to Cam, because even though, you know, he's into sports, you know, mainly, you know, the popular sports that us, you know, of our ilk, black people play, you know, of course, you know, for me, it's going to be football first, then basketball, then tennis, boxing, you know, those are my major sports. But I always kind of, you know, on the outside looking in, would just kind of keep up with baseball when I was younger. But then, you know, as I got older and it just got so boring and, you know, the people that would, like, talk about it, I just, you know, the whole steroid thing. And then, you know, they won't let certain people into a Hall of Fame. And it's just a bunch of, like, old white dudes, like, controlling the whole narrative of baseball. It just really turned me off. You know what I'm saying? And then black people, we stopped playing. But, you know, it is a lot of you know, Spanish, you know, Cubans and Dominicans and, you know, even some Puerto Ricans that play baseball, and it's, you know, really a big sport. It's really more of a Spanish sport now. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got white people, very small percentage of black people. But anyway, I say that to say this. Cam had a spinoff, you know, especially for the summer baseball season, and it's called S-L-O-K-S. Which means it is what it is in Spanish. Hopefully I said that right. Yeah, es lo que es. That means it is what it is in Spanish. And, you know, and he just got these Spanish dudes, man. Like, they seem like they from the Bronx, Spanish dudes. And, you know, I referenced this on the show. And it really made me, like, kind of like, you know, because I enjoy, you know, learning about certain things that I don't have the time to watch. I don't have the time or the patience to watch and keep up with baseball. But if I'll definitely listen to somebody that's passionate and can tell me about what's going on, because it's like they're just keeping me abreast to what, you know, to what's happening. So basically, they were doing that. You know, it's like it was three Spanish guys. One guy named Lupe or something like that. Another guy, I can't think of his name. And another guy that I thought was really good, man, his name was Cuba. You know what I'm saying? He's from Cuba. I think they call him the Cuban Hunter. You know what I'm saying? That was like his social media tag. But guy was really knowledgeable about baseball, you know, was a historian of the game. And they were just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you ever been to New Amsterdam, if you ever went to the Bronx and you just, you know, went to a bodega or something like that, you see some Spanish guys out there just talking about baseball and, you know, they're so passionate about the Yankees and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of gave you that same aura. It gives you that same aura when you're watching, you know, when you're watching the TV show. But I still have to say this, Cuba, you know what I'm saying? And he was the guy, you know, if you ever watched the show, he had that, he sounded like Tony Montana. He sounded like Al Pacino in freaking Scarface, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he passed away, you know, on August 18th, so like a couple of days ago. And I just want to say, you know, rest in peace. You know, I want to give a quick, you know, 5-second moment of silence for this guy. Yeah, rest in peace, man. You know, I just kind of hit me, you know, because, you know, he just was getting on. And, it just seemed like he had a good spirit. We were just talking about character. You know, I don't know him or whatever personally, of course. I just knew him from just watching the 4 or 5 episodes that he was on. But, you know, it's just sad when you see somebody like, damn, like I thought everything was good. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just passed away so suddenly. And I don't even know what he passed away from. So, as you know, I'm getting the details because I think this is one of the topics that me and my co-host Kev Hurt on Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chopper will dive a little bit more into. But I just want to say rest in peace, man. You know, he seemed like he was a real one, you know, especially when it came to his baseball, you know, and putting on, man. So, you know, I just hate to see or sadden to see, you know, things happen for a reason, but I'm saddened to see, you know, somebody who was just getting on and had a really good spirit about himself, you know, pass away just so suddenly. So, yeah, so, you know, rest in peace to him. Also, I didn't get a chance to say, you know, rest in peace to this other person that I saw that passed. And this guy was young, too, man. It's a TV show called Euphoria on HBO. It stars Zendaya, you know, and she was like a Nickelodeon star, I guess, you know, when she was younger, and now she's on this show called Euphoria. It had 2 seasons. I don't know if they're coming back for a 3rd season, but this was a really good show. Probably like one of my favorite, you know, newer shows on HBO. You know, ever since Game of Thrones had left, this was like kind of the next show that I started watching, like after Game of Thrones had ended. But really good, man. Euphoria, talked about it when it was out, you know. But basically, it was like a coming of age of like the teenagers now, you know, the high school life now. It was social media and Twitter and YouTube and all this digital technology that they have at their fingertips that, you know, when I was, you know, in high school, we didn't have. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a different perspective. And, you know, you're seeing the drugs just popular and stuff like that. But anyway, long story short, there was a guy, I don't know his real name, but the white guy, he played the character Fez. And he was just a real character, man. Like, I really related to this dude. White dude, but he was cool. He was down. You know what I mean? He's from streets, man. Street white dude, man. But he passed away. You know what I'm saying? So he passed away as well. You know, I think it was like an overdose, drug overdose. But it's just sad, man. You know, it's a lot of people, man. So I guess, you know, makes me think of that UGK song back in the day. One day you're here, the next day you're gone, man. So, you know, this life that we live, man, just cherish it because, you know, people are dying. You know what I'm saying? And young, old, you know, this world is like kind of just moving, and it's gonna move on without you. You know, so we're gonna mourn you for a minute. Everybody will be mourned for that week or so, and then, you know, time goes on or whatever. So, you know, just cherish this life while you're here because, you know, one day you won't be. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that to the attention. So that's what's up. So I don't want to just leave the show on a downer, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to say rest in peace to those two people that we did lose in the last, like, couple of weeks. Couple other ones we didn't get a chance to get into this. This was probably the third topic I was going to ask Black, but I forgot about it. But the whole Alabama riverboat brawl, you know what I'm saying? That was just kind of funny, you know. Had a week of just, you know, when we were like, you know, off last week, that would have been like the topic, one of the topics I would have brought forth to the World Famous Chopper. But hey, man, you know, for anybody that saw that clip, I'm just happy that our people had that dude's back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to start no race war or nothing like that, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, That was good to see, man. And dude swam across to help this dude out, man, and, you know, fight these people that was trying to, like, you know, fight, jump him or whatever, man. That was interesting to see. one of the dudes might have went too far with the chair on the ladies. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm not laughing about it, but, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of built-up animosity, it looks like that. But, you know, let's get back in, you know, we don't want no race wars and nothing like that. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's always been like a motto of mine. So that's that. So once again, you know what I'm saying? It looks like it is 10:30 now. So we've reached the finish line. So big shout out to Black with the topic, you know, definitely, you know, follow what we got going on as we transition this thing over to YouTube. I'm excited about that. Definitely, if you want to put a face with a voice, follow me on IG, MoBins, MoBinns. As always, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. You know, we spell that TAWK. We put that country twang on it. The top 10 list, man. I'm trying to get this done before the summer's out, man. I just need a little bit of free time. I'm trying to find that free time where I can just go ahead one night, just, you know, get me a nice couple of drinks and just, you know, take a couple of drinks and then just put it out there, man. So, I'm getting close. So, you know, I'll keep the people posted if that happens soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get it done as soon as possible. You know what I'm saying? But I guess the time has got to be right. But anyway, so that, you know, that has been the show. So once again, till next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.